This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. South Park, Lamar, Silverton Mountain, and the Air Force Academy all recorded wind gusts greater than 100 miles per hour today. Dean Miller is with the Academy in Colorado Springs.
Trees down. We lost power to a couple areas of the base briefly for about an hour. We've had some shingles and some roof damage in a couple different areas. We had one large window in the academic area that was broken.
Forecasters say Colorado is past the worst of the storm and winds should continue to die down this evening. The Omicron variant has been detected on the western slope. Garfield County Public Health says a person who was vaccinated tested positive. There are now four confirmed cases in Colorado. A Colorado Avalanche player has tested positive for COVID-19. Defenseman Devon Taves is showing symptoms and is expected to miss at least six games. He currently leads all National Hockey League defensemen in points per game. Heavy snow has prompted avalanche warnings for much of the high country over the next 2 to 3 days. There are dangerous conditions from the southern San Juan Mountains up through Steamboat Springs, as well as for the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. And I-70 eastbound has reopened at the Kansas-Colorado border. In the mountains, however, chains are required on I-70 in both directions between Frisco and Georgetown. You're listening to CPR News.